headline, Dave Portnoy's pathetic memcoin pics are down at least 97%. Published at 11:48 a.m. UTC, April 28, 2025. Dave Portnoy claims he collects memecoins as a hobby, even though he's earned at least $70,000 and promoted 5 tokens that have declined at least 97%. Portnoy started his career covering sports and pizza shops, then started day trading to keep his gambling audience entertained during the COVID-19 sports shutdown. Nowadays, he's a proudly degenerate crypto promoter who has pumped and issued memecoins and even lists them in his X bio. For example, he promoted Montoya at 1:38 p.m. New York time at a market cap of $2.75 million, and it hit $9.95 million within 2 minutes. The Solana-based token, named after a participant in a Spanish TV show, Love Island, has declined 99.7% to under $25,000 as of publication time. Portnoy's original memecoin was Stool Presidente, ticker symbol Jail Stool. Somebody purposefully misspelled his ex-username, Stool Presidente, as a joke to taunt the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Historically, these regulators enforced against certain forms of pump-and-dump schemes. Defiant, Portnoy found the name amusing enough to buy and pump it on social media. His flagship token was worth $217 million on February 9, 2025. Today, Jailstool has declined 97% to under $7 million. Subheading, More Dave Portnoy Meme Coins Down 99%. Portnoy also promoted Greed and Greed 2. Greed has declined 99.9% from its $37 million high to under $50,000 today. Similarly, Greed 2 has plummeted 99.5% from $5.8 million to under $25,000. The Barstool Sports Supremo also promoted Call Hat, which has dropped 99.8% from $3 million to under $10,000. Another of his meme coins, Libradick, has shed 99.8%, dropping from $14 million to under $25,000. It doesn't take much research to spot a trend in the long-term performance of Portnoy's favored tokens. Indeed, last week, renowned crypto sleuth ZachXBT reminded Portnoy's followers that 5 of his coins have crashed by over 99%. For promoters like Portnoy, it's not hard to make money when pre-buying and promoting tokens that quickly pump and then dump 97 to 99%. Not only does he get away with taunting the SEC and promoting multiple memcoins that are now nearly worthless, he even gets refunds for mistakes. For example, he bought a fake version of Argentinian President Javier Milei's Libra token. Although he lost $5 million on the trade, the Libra team refunded him for his loss. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.